is the Samoa national anthem. We play that on because you knew that, did you?
Yeah, I do, yeah. Often sing it at home in the shower.
Our next guest, and this is serious, a very serious story, had great interest in taking over the coaching of the national team with his brother Andrew Johns and Sonny Bill Williams. Matthew Johns wasn't able to get this across the line. I don't know why he's been good enough to join us this morning. Welcome, Matty.
Gaz, Tim, how are you, gentlemen?
We're wonderful. We thought great. That we were going to have to go and launch a bid to coach an international team of our own, if in fact you were successful, but that didn't quite work out the way you wanted it to. What happened?
No, it didn't. So, there's all sorts of things that are going on with the Samoa national team. It's funny, if you look through the league, the amount of talent they have available who are playing in the NRL is incredible. Tonga have really emerged as far as the international game concerned in the last 3 or 4 years. And the catalyst for that was Jason Tamalolo switching from New Zealand to play for Tonga. And they actually beat Australia not that long, about 12 months ago, they beat Australia. And mate, Samoa are capable of the same thing. There is every bit as much talent and potential there, but they just can't get it right. Last year, there were lots of rumours going around. It's hard to get this totally confirmed, but there was a petition signed apparently by a lot of players saying in the current regime, they won't play. They won't represent Samoa. For whatever reason, I'm not sure. I've got to be respectful for the coach and everyone who is there at the moment. But we basically said that, you know, if they're looking for a change, myself and Andrew put our hands up and we said we'd do it for nothing. And Sonny Bill Williams is huge just in it. But it just hasn't come. Well, at the moment, it hasn't come through. They said that, you know, they're on a track where they're heading at the moment with the current coach and the regime, and they said that they're going to stick that way, and mate, they're entitled to. So, mate, no dramas from our end. We just put our hand up and said that we believe we could help, but at the moment, it doesn't look like it's going to happen.
Talofa, Matty, so are you saying it's not the end of the road?
Well, I don't know, Tim. I'm not sure. Former Samoan players and a couple of with one or two current players who have said they're still very keen and very interested. Look, at the moment, we've just got to keep it arm's length because, as I said before, we're going to be respectful of what is in place at the moment. You know, we just can't come along and just say, well, get rid of this guy, get rid of that guy, we're going to take over. We've just got to basically, well, look, put it this way. They know we're here.
Well, they do.
We know that we can.
Yeah, they definitely know you're there. You said that you were prepared to do it for nothing. Was there maybe just a little bit of contra going on there somewhere? Maybe just a little island off to the side somewhere or a little beach hut somewhere?
believe it or not, it'd be catching taxis and it'd be flying economy class, mate. None of this gravy train stuff.
I'm finding that hard
I
to believe.
I find it extremely hard to believe.
Let's cut to the chase,
exactly.
Boys. Look, yeah, as you know, mate, I'm extracting millions upon millions out of Fox League. You know, look,
I've been watching your show. I've been watching your show and enjoying it too. Face to face, you had Nico Hines on there, which was a magnificent interview. But I'm telling you what, if there's a big budget for that show, it's not going into the couch you're sitting on.
No, it wasn't. It was a couch that I picked up on a $2 shop on the way through. We had to throw a bit of a plastic tarp over the top of it. It had some questionable stains all over it. So.
That was a great interview, though. I must commend you for that interview. It was a great interview.
Remind Matthew about the caller that we had yesterday.
Yes.
He said, when you speak to Matthew Johns, and this is very, very serious, that interview was life-changing for some people. He said it would be life-changing for some people. So, well done. What was the tone of it all?
Well, what it was with Nick. Nico's a kid who has... Well, he's taken a long way to first grade, and he's had enormous challenges, not just for him, but family challenges coming through. And like a lot of young sports people, even apart from that, there's been circumstances where we'll put it this way, the pressure and professionalism of sport, and he's been dealt a number of really tough cards professionally. And, you know, he fell into a real funk, a depression, which he at one point didn't believe he could get out of. And mate, he actually such a great guy, Nico. He was playing up in Mackay. Things weren't going well, and he basically thought, well, this is the end of my football career. I need to do something else. And he went into primary school teaching, and he said taking the focus off himself, and basically having the focus on his kids and helping these kids out who had challenges and difficulties of their own, turned it around. He said, you know, I went into that trying to help those kids, which he did, but they end up doing probably more for Nico than vice versa.
Yeah. Well, we've had a lot of feedback on it, mate, so well done. A great job. Can we just talk a couple
You know what? From you blokes, it's just so... It just feels so unusual getting a rap from you two blokes. Now, I usually wake up... I drag myself out of bed at 10 to 8 every day and basically and put a flak jacket on. And, you know, like, it's bad enough sitting, you know, watching my North Melbourne doing it tough. But, you know, to come on here and just cover it off you blokes, talk about kicking a man when he's down. Yeah.
No, just be clear, we didn't say we'd seen it, but someone said it was
sorry.
I watched it yesterday, and I said to Gary before you came on air this morning, Matty, I said, no one does the sincere look straight down the barrel of the camera quite like Matty Johns does. I don't know who he's modelled himself on.
Yep, mate, it starts with the knee and finishes with Maguire.
I can see a bit of that rubbing off on you lately.
Yeah, bloody ass, mate. Yeah, absolutely. I'm looking at taking over a club and getting that old
North
tutorial nature about me. And, mate, I'm ready to go. He's my man.
Well, the chairman of North Melbourne is a man called Ben Buckley, who actually lives in Sydney. So he's able to do it from Sydney. Maybe that could be your next go.
Why not?
The Samoan thing hasn't come off.
Yeah, well, mate, the other thing is, you know, as you say, mate, it's teal till I'm dying. You know, there's Port Adelaide as well. I'm more than willing to put my hand up there.
Well, they're going all right. They've already got a media superstar at the helm of their club, so I'm not sure there's room for you and Koshy.
But, I mean, I've worked, you know, as you guys have, you know, Breakfast Radio, and he's been doing Breakfast TV for a long time, and, mate, it does take a toll.
That's true.
If he's willing to, you know, step aside and give a battler a chance, and mate, I'm more than happy to have a go.
Well, geez, the North Melbourne people are flat. You've jumped ship.
It was only that Ben Buckley's doing such a good job there.
Yeah, right. Fair enough, too.
And I also, Matty, I also watched the Carmichael Hunt interview. When did you do that? Is that an old one, the Carmichael Hunt interview?
That was done about a... You see, Tim, you know, I'm looking at my schedule, what I got on today. I've got to be here, there, all over the place, got book signings. I'm so popular that I actually don't even bring out books. I just sign other books. So you'll see me down at Angus and Robinson, I don't know, signing someone's books there today. I think it was some Mills and Boone books and...
Would you drive yourself down there in the manual, or would you be taking the automatic?
Here we go again. the army boots are just starting to hit the kidneys again. I do have difficulties driving a manual car. I did it once, the old man. Yep. He put me with an old Mitsubishi, and the old man said, "Mate, this is simple. Just, you know, take it easy on the clutch." I went straight through the fans in the side of the house, and I said, "I would never do it again." And the boys, well, I mean, you can see the vision, mate. My producer was so excited. He said, "Mate, we've had 700,000 downloads watching that," and I said, "Well."
Can I ask you a serious rugby league question? Kevy Walters, what's going on there? Is he getting the job done with the Broncos or not? Are they actually moving forward in any discernible way?
Tim, they are. They are moving forward. last week, right, they played the Gold Coast Titans. After 15 minutes, they were down 22-0. And I turned to my wife and I said, mate, the Titans are going to win this by 70 points. She said, are you on drugs? And I said, don't talk to Joey like that. anyway, they've turned around and they've knocked them over 38 straight points.
Yeah.
And it's the best performance from the Broncos, or the best football I've seen them play in about 5 years. So he's doing some good stuff there, Kevy. He gave him an almighty spray yesterday. Apparently that turned up to training and was sort of swanning around a little bit. He said, boys, you know, you've won one game in 3 or 4 years. You just aren't that good. And so, yeah, mate, that's good. He's lifting the standards and, geez, tough job. Hey, tough job. I reckon Ben Buckley's got that tough job. You're going to be out there.
Well, we missed you last week with it. You were late out with the back injury. And on a serious note, you're in for surgery next week. So that's not good. Is that an old footy injury, or how are we tracking?
It is, Gaz. Old football injury. You know, get about 3 or 4 discs shaved and getting a few things removed. Mm. You know, when you put your body on the line, you know, like just weekly, all the time. And there were times, you know, at Newcastle Knights, I would be able to get out of bed. But, you know, if they could, you know, there was an old saying, no Matthew Johns, no Newcastle Knights. So, like, that can turn up.
I thought it might have been a couch injury. I was looking at the couch while you're doing that interview, and I was worried about the springs in the couch. I thought you might have been just spending too much time on the couch interviewing.
There is posture problems, but most of it, Tim, due to football. How are you blokes going, by the way, with your bodies?
Oh no, don't get us started. That's another half hour conversation. That Gary's got a buckled rib. Have you ever heard? In fact, have you ever heard of anybody in the time that you've been associated with sport suffering from a buckled rib?
Look, the only thing I've ever heard associated with a rib was a Marilyn Manson story where he got 2 ribs removed. For what reason, I don't know, but there's a thing called Pilates in yoga, which I didn't know why we'd have to go to that level.
No, our last question for you. Andrew Voss is in Melbourne today. You know Andrew far better than us. If he was to be taken out today for lunch and maybe showing a bit of a good time, what would you be suggesting the Voss man's into?
Boys, I'll say this. You haven't spent a lot of time with Vossie, have you?
No, we haven't.
None.
Yes. Vossie's an unusual man. I don't know whether you'd call the sense of humour unusual, quirky, or just pathetic. But you're about to sit down. Some of the subjects that he'll climb into, well, mate, I tell you, you'll be ordering the bill pretty bloody quick, I reckon, after the entrees.
Top-end restaurant, or could we get away with the sandwich shop? Or what were you talking?
Well, if you've got a second, I have got a very quick story. I can hear your producer in the background saying, no, we're going to hit the news. Right, Vossie used to call games in Canberra. He'd drive down, and he had this strategy. It was a habit he used to do. He used to drive on the highway, he'd turn off, and he'd go to this beautiful little town called Berrima, and he'd go to the same sandwich shop, and he'd get this beautiful chicken sandwich that he'd have for lunch there at Garrett Corbett Davis. Anyway, he's called in a game with a fresh-faced Ben Eichen, who at that point had just retired the year before, and Mark Geyer. And we know MG, they're rough around the edges of MG. Yes. So anyway, they're 15 minutes into the game, and Vossie goes, oh, geez. I'm feeling cruel. So Vossie spends the rest of the game with his head down the toilet, spewing. And Mark Geyer and Brent Eichen have to take over the comments. And honestly, I think you can get it on YouTube. It is the funniest commentary I've ever heard in my life. But it was like the blind leading the naked. They just had, anyway, that's, I've got plenty of Aussie stories, but that is my favourite. That is the best.
Well, we'll take you for a chicken sandwich.
I'm going to let Tim loose on Vossi. Hey, great to talk to you. Good luck with the surgery. I'm not sure we'll talk next week. We'll just see how you go.
Boys, as you know, well, I'm heading up the Magic Round. They've got me a winter baker. To head up to Magic Round. Yeah, true. So I'll be. So give me a call on the Thursday, and I'll be in the Winter Bago heading out to Magic Round in Brisbane.
We'll do that. We can't wait. Thanks for joining us.
You know they say, what? No Matty Johns, no Magic Round.
Matty Johns here for Mate Internet and Mobile, award-winning Aussie service, and a bonus Tidal music subscription included on selected mobile plans.